A reading from John 1, 32-35. Then John gave him this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples.
What I think about, what I thought about as you were reading this, was the role of revelation in the biblical narrative. We, in our time, like to think of knowledge as the key to wisdom, the key to understanding, the key to, you know, rational thinking, which is fine, but it has its limits. But here John is testifying on many levels, but he's testifying through revelation. This has been revealed to him by God, and that's what's so powerful to him as he's communicating to the rest of us.
That's a really good point, that knowledge is something we attain through hard work, but there is this element of knowledge that's only attainable through revelation. And John recognizes this. For John, who writes the gospel, different than John the Baptist, the whole concept of testimony and to testify is very important to him. That word comes up repeatedly. John testifies about who Jesus is. So there's revelation, but someone has to receive it and reflect it. Jesus testifies to his own identity. Jesus says, the Father testifies about me. The Holy Spirit is said to testify about Jesus. The Word, the old scriptures, are said to testify to who Jesus is. And the disciples testify to him. So there's all these declarations about, it's one thing that God reveals, but if humans don't receive and give affirmation to that, it doesn't get passed on to others.
This passing on is very subtle and very... It goes against the grain in a way, because we go to all of these epic movies and we see massive armies flowing back and forth in kind of popular history. But here, and one of the great mysteries of the Christian faith and how it grew in the Roman world, is that it was passed on person to person through person, and it was either received or it wasn't. There are many times it wasn't received, but there are many times where it is received, and then it gets passed on again, starting with 12 and then expanding into thousands, tens of thousands, and then hundreds of thousands.
And that's how our gospel comes down to us. There's another word for it that's used in the scriptures, is to give witness. Our resurrection understanding of Jesus is all rooted in testimony and witness, the affirmation of voice. And in reality, all history comes that way. We only know what we know through the transmission of other people from other times. And Jesus comes to us through the faithful testimony of people down through the centuries.
And that's important for our current time, because that's our role. And then it says this of John in the very beginning of the Gospel of John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. So it really just affirms exactly what you said.
Reflection of the light. In many ways, Jesus is the sun and we're the moon. We simply reflect that light back to others.